Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. A couple of days late here, guys, but we are going to cover the Save the World Season 7 Version 7.0 patch notes. So let's get into it now. Missions and systems. Canny Valley Act 3. 20 new quests bring the Stand and Fight campaign to a dramatic conclusion. 2 new landmark zones. Anthony the Steel Wool Drummer is a mythic hero reward for completing the last act of Canny Valley. Note, this is an early work-in-progress version of the Stand and Fight campaign finale. We're working on an ending song and video that will be added in at a later date. All added content will be retroactively available to anyone who completes the campaign. Want to check it out now? There may just be a very special reward for players that finish the storyline this year. Ooh, my goodness. That means I need to get on it, right? Okay, Season 7 warm-up. Hydraulic weapons, storm zone heroes, scavenger weapons, and scavenger heroes have been permanently added to the core set of loot llamas. Mutant storm mission alerts are now more numerous, will grant snowflakes tickets and additional survivor hero schematic XP when completed, and have a quota of 10 per 24-hour period. Legendary troll stash llamas are available in the Pinata store and can be purchased for 1,000 snowflake tickets each. Mini boss mission alerts have returned to normal. Fewer are available on the map, quota 3 per 24 hours, no event tickets. Players who are at max level will now continue to earn rewards each time they earn enough XP to level up again. These rewards will be retroactively granted to max level players based on the amount of XP acquired since update 6.3. Reorganized collection book pages. All event-related pages are now grouped together under the new event section. There is a new expansion section containing all the pages for items that used to be event items but have been moved into the core set of items. Let's see here. Bug fixes. The Battle of Plank Harbor quest now has an accurate objective description. I'm Probably Dead quest now has an accurate objective description. Deeply Disturbing Simulations quest has an updated quest objective description that includes city, suburban, or industrial zone requirement. Also, the quest items now appear properly in the world. Fix the Uncanny achievement so that it requires doing all the story quests currently available in Canny Valley. Quests Fight On and Pump Up the Volume Now have accurate quest descriptions. They fix an issue that could cause the server to crash when going into a storm shield defense. Fix an issue where some of the zones on the map could improperly lock behind side quests in Canny Valley. Fix an issue where mission alerts could appear on hidden zones in the map that are only available during certain quests and thus not accessible to most players. Fix an issue causing Blue Glow not to spawn in group Deliver the Bomb missions. Fix bad mission locations for Deliver the Bomb mission in Ghost Town sub-biome. Fix clients not receiving a rejoin game option after hard closing the client. UI. They added notification on the command screen when earning additional upgrade points or when the research lab has improved. For bug fixes, they fix an issue where missions were appearing locked for parties with the correct power level. Banners now properly display the player's icon color during the reward sequence. Event store items now retain scroll positions for both event and weekly item views when backing out or switching to another view. They fix an issue that prevented lead survivors from appearing on the top survivor portrait board. Fix the in-zone account level showing as zero. Fixed issue where the option in the more menu of the schematic screen were showing that they were unchecked when they were actually checked. Sorting survivors by name now prioritizes survivors with names over survivors without names. Mythical lead survivors and husk survivors now display at the beginning of the list in alphabetical order. They changed the wording on the pop-up displayed when slotting items to the collection book. This prompt will now read, "This will remove the item from your inventory and add it to your collection book." fix an issue where a second set of Windows controls is visible on the profile screen. Fix the message on defender traps when a player doesn't have any weapons for the selected defender. XP boost now has a visual indicator when used successfully. Fixed fort stats not updating in the survivor squad screen when a slotted survivor is leveled up. Added an input prompt gamepad on to the location selected select screen on the map tab. On the item shop tab under the event section, fixed a layout issue where the left and right arrows were misaligned in gamepad mode when on the item purchase screen. Corrected the description used for the XP boosts, and fixed an issue where the display of some collection book rewards would be skipped if multiple collection levels are earned from a single slotted item. Performance: they optimized the system for checking player proximity to Storm Shield used for triggering audio. For heroes, they have the Steel Wool Anthony, Mythic Outlander variant of Vanguard, found during the new Canny Valley questline, and Earhart will remain in the event store for the duration of Season 7. Bug fixes: Earhart no longer takes up inventory space. The Steel Wool heroes now have Steel Wool in their display name. And fix an issue that caused Supercharged Trap and Overlocked Trap perks to apply all constructors. These perks are now only applied to Heavy, Base, and Machinist. For weapons and items, the Frostbite Sniper Rifle has returned to the weekly store, a mid to long range rifle that deals good damage and can be fired quickly. It's available from December 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern until December 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. For gameplay bug fixes, they face an issue with player levels dropping significantly if the player is left behind in the zone completion phase. Enemies with the damage buff from Frenzied Deathburst will now properly glow red. For audio bug fixes, fix an issue with the audio ducking from voiceover when dialogue is set to zero. And that is all of the patch notes for version 7.0 of Season 7 of Save the World. So that is what we're going to go over there. I'm definitely going to be trying to play a lot more of this season. I think I'm going to try to hold myself to only buying items from the item shop with V-Bucks that I earn from Save the World. Because again, in Save the World, there are a load of chances to earn a lot of V-Bucks. Again, once a week, you're going to unlock V-Bucks just for doing the daily sign-ins. You do your missions along the way, you're going to earn V-Bucks for doing missions. So I'm going to try to, I would like to buy more outfits this season and more emotes this season, but I'm only going to do it with Save the World or V-Bucks that I earn from Save the World. I don't have most of my outfits in, you know, cosmetic items that I have all come from battle passes. So I'd like to start getting some of these really cool looking ones that come out in the item shop itself. So I'm going to try to play this a little bit more often just so I can get those V-Bucks. Alrighty, guys, that's the episode. Go head over to the Discord and join the Discord Daily Fortnite. Follow me over on Twitch and subscribe to my YouTube, Mike Daddy, in both of those places. Let's see here. Go rate, review, and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. If you leave that 5-star rating and written review, you're going to get a shout out here on the show. Until next time, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.